My wife gets offended because I cry out engaged shortly before every ejaculation. She says this isn't very charming. What does the woman expect? Does she think I have a choice? I absolutely cannot discharge unless I am channeling Patrick Stewart. To outduel the kissing booth next door, I have opened my own personal blowjob stand in the garage. And to underprice my neighbors, I have made all the cocksucking free. That's right. It costs absolutely nothing to visit my garage for a Hummer. If you're homeless, that is. Yes, if you're a vagrant, you get your knob slob for nada. And that is because Jesus is the guy working my booth. Yes, it is true. I have summoned the Son of Man from the heavens to get all the bums off, for I believe he owes it to them for having so obviously forsaken and abandoned them all their destitute lives. I don't know if the guys next door heard that Jesus is running my booth yet. That's hard to say. But if they do find out and try to trump me, I'm going to make Christ blow all the invalids I can wheel down here as well. It's an awful feeling that first time your old lady tells you she can no longer have an orgasm without Coke. But as the years wear on, well, no, wait. That never gets better. Because cocaine can get very expensive, and from there on out, you never feel like you're wearing the right cock. Oh man, just answer the door buck naked again. And I had a fifth of gin in my hand, and half of our pet ferret's torso dangling from my ass. Luckily, it was only our neighbor, asking me to turn down my Sepultura record a couple of notches so he could take a nap. What a break. I was worried it might be our ferret's mother.